It's showtime.
Greetings and welcome to CAGDU About Your Dog and You. CAGDU stands for Capital Area Guide Dog Users, Inc. And I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor, and my co-host is Mr. Charlie Crawford. And how you doing today,
back.
Mr. Charlie? And he is back. And we miss Mr. Charlie. Charlie was gone for a couple of shows. He was not vacationing. He was not staycationing. But unfortunately, he was hospitalization. And so,
yeah.
Charlie, we glad to have you back, and we appreciate Mr. Pat Sheehan that he could not take your place. But he was substituting for you, and we appreciate him. And we're going to be back to on the other part half of the show. We're going to be back doing Charlie's C Corner. And so he's going to bring you that. And we appreciate, again, Mr. Pat, that we had named his Pat Place. And I think he might be out. I think he might be out of buying that advertisement for that and all of that and probably branding himself. But we want to thank him for past year. But how are you, Charlie? How are you doing, sir?
Well, I'm doing well, as a matter of fact. And the rehabilitation of Charlie Crawford is going pretty well, you know. I used to run rehab, now I am rehab. So what can I say?
you have come full circle. Right.
There you go.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that you chipper and you up and about. And we won't get in specifically what your conditions were, but I'm sure you can share with us some of the things people should do and maybe should not do, maybe.
Oh, yeah, I have some stories I could tell.
All right, so as we do Charlie Corner, let's put one or two into that. So we want to thank again our listening audience. This is CAGDU About Your Dog and You. And our hosted with the Moses engineer, production manager, all that kind of stuff. Miss Renee, how are you doing today?
I am great, but like everybody else, I'm operating under all this heat and humidity. So I look a little bit like a wilted flower.
Oh, my. Okay, in the DMV. So, Ms. Renee, will you be kind enough to give us our show rundown for today, please?
Absolutely. Well, our first segment is Stop Dogging Us Around, the good, the bad, and the ugly of using a dog guide. And our guest is Sarah Calhoun. She is the newly elected president of GDUI, Guide Dog Users Incorporated, and she hails from the Show Me State of Missouri. And besides congratulating her, we will learn what she has planned for Guide Dog Users, Inc. as its new president. In our second half, we will peer into Charlie's corner, a little dusty because he's been away, but I think he's tidied up something and he has something special for us today. And finally, you challenge us with your call to action segment. So back over to you, fellas.
All righty. Thank you very much, Mr. May. And we like to start the show off with stop dogging us around. And that's the good, the bad, the ugly of using a guide dog. Now, for me, Charlie, because we have not been able to go out and have the public harass us about patting our dog and them crying about remind them of their dog and Fluffy and Fifi and all of that and all with this virus, there has not been a lot of interaction with the public, but I can still say for the good, my dog makes sure having a guide dog has kept me getting up, going outside, getting some form of exercise, because you have to keep the dog skills up by walking it during the day, and then of course you know that you got to feed the dog and relax your service dog and all. So it definitely have kept me in better shape than I probably be. I don't know, maybe 20 pounds more or something about sitting around doing nothing, and because I don't have to take my cane out, I don't have to feed my cane, I don't have to brush my cane off. So the good of it has been for me. Now, Charlie, with the situation you have been recuperating, and your companion Raisin, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So how have Raisin been getting fed, getting exercise, and all of those good things of living the good life?
Well, I am a very lucky man to be married to a wonderful woman who also has a guide dog. And her name is Susan, that's the woman, and her guide dog is Caltag. And Raisin gets to hang out with Caltag and Susan. So she did very well when I was gone.
Wow.
You know, she got to indulge herself in her favorite things, lying on the couch. Oops, did I say that? Well, anyway. She's
Charlie,
a very happy dog while I was gone.
This is recorded, and it can be used in a court of law.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Why? Not even the true sense of wiretapping, right? Oh,
yeah, right.
Well, that is great. So, Charlie, when you think you're going to be able to be up on your feet and exercising your dog?
Well, probably either next week or the week after. It depends on how soon I can get away from using the walker and just walking on my own.
But,
you know,
the dog's
ready to go.
Oh, the dog's ready to go. And what number dog is this for you, Charles? This is your what?
You remember that old Beatles song? Number nine. Number nine.
Number nine.
That's my dog.
Oh, okay. Okay, and I'm on number seven, so we're getting to be some old people here, Charles. Okay, so good, Charlie. I'm glad of that, because I know when you out of your form of using the guide dog, it does take a little bit to get back in using your service animal, especially with that pulling on the left side. And I was really interested in the podcast that GDY did. The study that someone came on and talked about, how using a guide dog over a period of time affected your normal walk, the pull on your shoulder, and I never even, thought about that. So I want to follow that, and I took the information down and probably have them come on the show and tell us more, about that research. Because using dogs since 1929, so I guess they have a body of research by now, to be able to say.
So
that I found that very, and I know my left arm and show that, and I never even thought about it before. It's starting to, get weakened a little bit, a different kind of twist, a different kind of movement. So I'm really interested in that. So you'll listen to CAGDU About Your Dog and You. And I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor, co-host Mr. Charlie Crawford. And we're so glad to have Mr. Crawford back. And a special Charlie's Corner with his goodies and all. And our special guest, Miss Renee, is going to introduce her now. And we so appreciate our guests that come on. And when we become big time, we're going to be able to get them prizes and put them on the list and call them up and, have their picture on our website and, all kind of stuff. Fly them in and put them up in a hotel. But right now, we're not big time, so we're working on a shoestring. So anyway, Ms. Renee, be kind enough to give them at least a real big build up with words, okay?
I certainly will.
And when we discuss flying in guests, could you guys like sort of talk about maybe paying Renee or something? You know, maybe at the staff meeting it could come up.
Wait a minute, you're breaking up. Can you hear Charlie? She's breaking up. I think she's breaking up, Charlie. Can you hear? Staff meeting. Okay.
Well, our guest is Sarah Calhoun. She is the newly elected president of GDUI, Guide Dog Users Incorporated, and she hails from the Show Me State of Missouri. And beside congratulating her, we will learn what she has planned for Guide Dog Users, Inc. as its new president. Welcome, Sarah.
Welcome. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on your show. I've been really looking forward to this. I'm very honored.
Well, Sarah, all I can say, I hope you still feel the same way after the show, thanking us.
I'm sure I will. And then when you guys get big time, you can fly me in when you.
We will do
put
that.
Put me on the list.
Well, thank you very much, sir. You got a tenor of what the show is like. They say sometimes that we need to grow up, me and Charlie, but we feel like we enjoy being 3 years old in the sandbox. So we always tell our guests when we treat them as, you know, as a guest the first time, but after that, you know, there's family. So when you come in the house, don't ask us to get you a cup of water. You go to the refrigerator and get it yourself, okay? But right now, we'll get that for you. But again, thank you very much, sir. And we just like our listeners always like to know a little bit about our guests. So if you would be kind enough just to share with us, and we already know you hail from, at least you live in now, in Missouri. And I visited Missouri at one of the ACV conventions way back. And I really, really enjoyed it being in Kansas City. A lot of people don't realize Kansas City is just not Kansas City, but it's Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas City. But anyway, we won't get into geographics right now and all that. But anyway, share with us, sir, about you and who you are. Don't tell us where you came from, because we're starting to suspect where some of us blind people come from, especially the ones that love guide dogs. But anyway, share with us some personal stuff about you. We appreciate it. Sarah, before you say anything, let me ask you this, because the last few people we had a run on twins. We did not know Charlie was a twin. We didn't know Pat Sheehan was a twin. I keep thinking about Kate. We got more familiar with Kate with the twin sister than Claire. And so we had a run on twins. Now, are you a twin, sir?
No, I am not, but I have four other sisters, no brothers.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, that's quite all right. We'll take you as you are. But go ahead, please share with us some things about you. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. As mentioned, I live in Missouri, in Imperial, Missouri, which is just a little south of St. Louis. Born and raised in Missouri and St. Louis County, and all through my childhood and up until I was 43 years old, I had vision and, you know, was driving and all of that fun stuff. And then in 2020, I began to have vision problems and then lost my vision in 2020. And it basically affected my optic nerve. So I have not been a guide dog user, you know, all my life.
Wow.
And but like I said, I've got four sisters, and I have three children and eight grandchildren.
Wow.
I'm on my second guide dog. My first guide dog, Tico, I got in 2006 at Leader Dog. And then I got Lakota, my current dog, in 2012.
Okay, well, hold, put a pin right there. When we hear the music, we got to pay some bills and all of that, or we have to get Miss Renee to go out and do dances and stuff and collect money.
Okay.
So we going to so you're listening to Cag Do about your dog and you, Captain Earl Guide Dog Uses E, and I am the host of Reverend Ray Razor, the co-host. We glad to have him back, and Mr. Charlie Crawford, and our special guest, Miss Cheryl Calhoun. We're going to be with her back on the other side of the break.
You are listening to CAGDU, about your dog and you. CAGDU stands for Capital Area Dog Guide Users. We are located in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, but the information we share is for dog guide users everywhere. Back to our host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor, and Charlie Crawford.
All right, welcome back, welcome back. So, Sarah, you said your first dog name was what?
Tico.
You're kidding.
Tico, yes. He was a black male lab. Yes, from Leader Dogs.
The reason I say that, because my dog that just passed, I just got a new dog, but my dog that just passed was named Tico.
Oh, my goodness.
And his stage name, because of the radio show, another show that we do, his stage name was, we did a segment called The Adventures of Reverend Ray and His German Shepherd Seeing That Dog, Mr. Ray Tico, That Dog of Wonders. So that is interesting. It is a small world. All right, so continue. It's a small world. So
it is.
Yeah, so what was your experience at Leader? Now, is this where you got both of your dogs from?
Yes, it sure is, yes. And when I lost my vision, I mean, I knew there were guide dogs, or seeing eye dogs, as people call them, but I was introduced to Leader Dog by chance when I met a past district governor, a lion, and he told me about Leader Dog. So that's how I was introduced to Leader Dog and the guide dog world. But when I lost my vision in 2000, and it was pretty quickly, you know, it was kind of a real difficult time in my life, and having to learn all new things. But I had huge family and friend support. But when I did go to Leader Dog to get Tico, it was a life changer. I think every guide dog handler has that feeling and knows that great sense of independence the first time you put your hand on that handle and say forward. It's just absolutely life changing. And I knew this is where I wanted to be, involved in the guide dog world, and it's just a life changer. And so,
Let me ask you this: how was your blind training? Blind training. How was that? Where was that? And how did it affect your children and significant other? Because I don't know to say husband these days or what, but so how was that to blend all that and becoming a new life for them as well?
Well, it was a challenge, and my kids, they were still at home, but they were older, and they kind of just went along and learned as I was learning. And I know it was harder on them, but the rehabilitation instructor would come to the house, and when I learned Braille, they came to the house to teach me. So the kids were, they saw that and could hear, you know, the conversations going on, and they could see when I was learning how to use the cane, and which I did not like the cane at all, and I fought the cane for as long as I could.
I understand.
You know, because I had some vision, and so, but they've adjusted very well, and my significant other Jeff has been wonderful and has helped through all of the ups and downs, especially in the beginning where, you know, it was a rough path, and there was a time I wouldn't even walk outside to the mailbox because I didn't want anybody to see me, that blind woman with a cane. You know, I had that that thought going on. I hadn't accepted it completely yet, you know. So,
Sarah, this is Renee on the board. But what kind of interior conversation did you have with yourself to keep yourself motivated, keep yourself going?
Well, at first, the doctors had said, you know, there's a chance you might get your vision back. And so I was kind of going on that. But as time went on, it was obvious it wasn't going to come back. But it had to do a lot of with the support of my family and friends, because they didn't, oh, poor Sarah, or, you know, treat me like I can't do anything. You know, they helped me learn to do things in a new way. So there were positive times, and then there were, you know, other times where it was a great struggle. And then, of course, being able to talk to family and friends and let them know where I'm coming from. And, you know, that's always helpful. And
so you say you have four other sisters. You have four other sisters. So were you the only one that had a vision problem?
Yes, only me. Everybody else, yes. You know, they might have to wear glasses to read. You know, the older you get, you know how that is
for some
people. But, yes, I'm the only one. So it was a learning process and situation for everybody in my family.
Let me just ask you, Sarah, so did you say, which I did a lot, why me?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes. Why me? Yes. And, you know, what did I do wrong? And I say my prayers and, you know, and it was a very confusing time. Yes. And so that was hard to adjust to. And
have you got past why me? Because sometimes I sink into when I see some of the things going on, what people are doing and not doing, I'm like, why me?
I have pretty much passed it. There are times, you know, where it would be nice to be able to, you know, jump in the car and drive to, you know, friends or somewhere of a family, and it's like, well, gosh, other people can, why not me? But I don't let myself sink too far into that, because there are, you know, a lot of other good things and keep me in Disney,
good
out of trouble.
The good news
is Charlie. Go ahead, Charlie.
Two things. One, first of all, Deborah's going to be this car that will drive itself. So there you go, Sarah. You don't have to worry about that anymore.
Thank you.
The second thing is I've known Sarah for a number of years now, and you know, I never knew the situation when you first lost your sight and then becoming acclimated to living as a blind person without a problem. And all the time that I've known her, Sarah has been one of the most up, enjoyable, and good people to know. And so this is a revelation to me and also a testament to how well you've adjusted, Sarah.
Oh,
well, that's the purpose
Sarah,
of this show, to bring out
question?
Things. That...
Sure.
Go ahead.
Sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. You mentioned saying your prayers. Does your faith have anything to do with your acceptance of your blindness?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. It has, because it's, you know, when God closes one door, He opens another door, and I am a true believer in that. And it might not happen right away, of course, when you're, you know, wanting something positive or a change in your life. But eventually, it does come along. And truthfully, from the bottom of my heart, the truth is when I went to Leader Dog. And, you know, was partnered with Tico, and I started becoming, you know, partnered with him and learning how to navigate. That was a complete, I still remember that day, you know, crying and walking down the street, and it was tears of, you know, it was happy tears.
Let me ask you this. So you lost your sight when you was an adult, so that means you had a social life, you had girlfriends and a social circle, and I don't know if you was working or not, but if so, just tell us, how did that change, or how did that, well, I know it changed, so what was the response to you in that social circle of girlfriends and friends, and if you worked or not? Were you working at the time?
Yes. Yes, I was. Yes.
So,
yes.
So share with us how that changed or enhanced.
Well, my independence, you know, my self-esteem was really hit hard, but it was hard because I was used to going to work and you know, being involved with other people on a daily basis, you know, even just stopping at the gas station and going in, and, you know, you might smile or say hello to somebody. And with my friends, you know, some people, and it was a surprising thing, but they became a little standoffish. And I think it's because, you know, as I have gone on as a blind woman, some people, when they meet you and they find that you know you're blind, it's like, oh, well, that's okay. And then sometimes they treat you with, you know, kind of like kid gloves. And you know what I mean?
Yes.
So, but I do have a couple of girlfriends that have, we have been friends for a long, long time. But some friends did fade off, and always, you know, oh, well, you know, we'll come over and we'll go out to lunch. And, well, still waiting for that. But,
still waiting for
that.
Charlie, they haven't invented
still
the driverless car yet, so she can't get over there.
I know. Send that car.
Still waiting for that. Still waiting for that happy meal, huh?
Yeah.
So now, did you continue to work, or did you get into another occupation because of losing of your sight?
Well, I did go back to college because I had gone to college before, and then I got, you know, got married and had kids, and then went to work, and, you know, all that. And I was going towards human services, so I did that, and then when I had to transfer to Webster University, which I did go, but it, long story short, the transportation was very, very hard. because I live in a semi-rural area.
One moment, sir.
Okay.
That's the music where we have to pay, and we're going to come right back on the other side. Yes,
okay.
Yes. So you listen to CAGDU. Yeah, you listen to CAGDU about your dog and you, Capital Area Guide Dog Users, Inc. I am your host, Robin Radio Ray Razor, and my co-host is Mr. Charlie Crawford, and we're so glad to have him back. And all the wonderful guests that he gets on the show for us, and we have a special guest, Ms. Sarah Calhoun, that is recently elected as the president of Dog Guide Users, Inc. And we're going to talk a little bit about that when we come back on the other side of the station break.
We want to thank our sponsor, Big Bad Wolf, a Primo pet store located in Northwest Washington, D.C. They carry raw, organic, and premium foods. So if your dog needs it, they have it. They have store-to-door deliveries in the DMV, so give them a call at 202-747-3434. That's 202-747-3434. Big Bad Wolf, W-O-O-F. Back over to the fellas.
All righty. And we like to say the Big Bad Wolf, W-O-O-F, Wolf, Wolf. We're going to get back to Sarah in a moment to tell us about her transition into the real world of sighted people, or as we call people, TABS, temporary able-bodied folks, because they don't know when they're going to become a part of our group, blind or otherwise. But at this time, our segment is Charlie C., information about the DMV, and at Charlie's Corner, is we have a new sponsor and a sponsor with Charlie's Corner, and they're actually paying money to have Charlie talk about Charlie's Corner, and that would be the National Capital Area Chapter, and that is a ACB chapter that meets in Silver Springs, Maryland, and they meet every third Thursday of the month at 7 o'clock, and before all of this bad stuff happening with the virus, they was meeting at the Sheraton Park Hotel. You could get there at 6 o'clock, and you could have, which one of my favorite dishes was crab cakes and all, and then the real fun thing was after 8, and Pat Sheehan, that has been our substitute guest, he is current president of that chapter, and the biggest thing is that they were finished pretty much on time, you know, around 8:01, 8:02, and then everybody would be running, and I'm wondering where these people are running to, and they're running to the bar. Okay, so that was a fun thing to come to that meeting, you can go to their website, National Capital Area, National Capital Area Chapter, and it will take you to CAGDU's website, but there's a tab that you can click on, and it will take you to the Silver Springs National Capital Area Chapter. It will take you to a page and give you all the information. And we're trying to get a picture of the president, Pat. I understand he's a handsome white boy. We're going to get a picture of him, have him on there, and so it'll be easy on the eyes to go to and get the information. But we want to thank them for becoming a sponsor. And not only just becoming a sponsor, I mean, they paid for the whole year that they figure Charlie going to be doing some good things. So I bring to you Mr. Charlie Crawford, as we like to call him, Charlie C., bringing information for and from the DMV. Go ahead, Charlie. Take it away.
Well, thank you, Reverend Ray. Of course, I should probably point out that the minute they voted to sponsor my little Charlie's Corner, I went into the hospital.
And was that from shock, Charlie?
Yeah. Really. But I want to I want to spend just a second pointing out something that I think is important, and that is that there's been in all over the country, all over the world, actually, there's been this thing called Vision Zero, which is an approach to the use of government and the use of traffic regulations and streets and the pedestrian infrastructure and the rest of it. All these things need to be coordinated so that we reduce the amount of injuries that people sustain from automobiles or other pedestrian traffic that has become problematic for most of us. And that whole effort continues, but is based basically at the local level. And so instead of coming down from the federal government to the states and then the states to the counties and on and on and on, it really starts at the county level and then builds up to the state level and the federal level. So as we go through this whole experiment of Vision Zero, it's important that people with disabilities make sure that you get in touch with your county commissioners or your elected officials to ensure that they become educated to our needs as people with disabilities so that they can plan accordingly and make sure the environment in which we have to be pedestrians in is one that is welcoming and one that is usable for us. And it's been a struggle for many years now, but we have done pretty well with the help of engineering things like accessible pedestrian signals and, of course, guide dogs. I mean, they've been with us for almost, since 1920-something. So, yeah, we have it going pretty well. We have to make sure that we're active and keep communicating with our county people. And last but not least, just let me mention that I have a county commissioner. His name is Tom, and he is a chairman of the Transportation Committee for the county. And he is helpful in hearing what we have to say and hopefully implementing or trying to influence how the county does its pedestrian situation. So if you're active, you're in the game. If you're not active, you got nobody to blame.
All right. Okay, so that's Charlie's Corner. So that's Charlie C. bringing you information for and from the DMV. And Charlie's Corner, again, is brought to you by the National Capital Area Chapter, and that's an ACB affiliate that they meet in Silver Springs, Maryland, and that's every third Thursday of the month. And right now they are doing virtual meetings like everybody else is, but we are itching to get back to the Sheraton Park Hotel for happy hour. I mean, for the chapter meeting. Yes. So be with us. And you can hear our show on CAGDU.org. It's put up there every Monday. So, and listen to the past shows also, and that's the CAGDU.org. So you can just want to get the information for the National Capital Area Chapter, just put that in .org, and it will take you to that website. And like we say, go down to the tab, click it on, and you're going to see this handsome white boy, Mr. Pat Sheehan, with his smile and all, and you can get the information. So that's Charlie's Corner, brought to you by Charlie C, bring you information from and for the DMV. So, Ms. Renee, would you give our guest a proper introduction again?
I certainly will. GDUI, Guide Dogs Users, Inc., is a special interest affiliate of the American Council of the Blind since 1972. And today, our guest is its newly elected president, Sarah Calhoun. All right, fellas, take it away.
Okay. So, Ms. Sarah, thanks again for coming on. But now, you pick up from what you were saying as you transition into being a blind employee, making money, and not just standing on the corner with a cup and some pencils. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I did go to college, and then because of where I live like in a semi-rural area. Even today, I don't really have access to, you know, Call a Ride, which is available in St. Louis City, St. Louis County, and to take an Uber or Lyft would be very expensive. Mm. So, we have chosen to stay out here for, different reasons, and because Jeff is sighted and he can drive, and my children are around. But I did not end up going back to work. I did try to become employed, but that just did not turn out very well because they didn't have the accessible, equipment and I think a lot of people were still kind of leery, So,
yes.
But then I became more involved in GDY and with LeaderDog. I'm on the committee, the voice of the client advisory team, and I'm on the Transportation Security Administration Multicultural and Disability Coalition. So. Mm-hmm. And I'm also, I've been a member of Missouri Guide Dog Users, and currently I'm treasurer of Missouri Guide Dog Users. So I also was a Lion. I was with the Brentwood Lions, and I was president for a couple of years with the Brentwood Lions. So I've been very involved in a lot of nonprofit, organizations.
Oh, okay. All right. So being in the rural area there, how do you get to you? Because the show is about CAGDU, about your dog and you. How do you get to use your dog, and how does your companion improve your life or impede your life? I mean, how?
Going to the store, go to the store and of course then I'll work my dog that way or to the doctor's office or and it does help. It does kind of confine me with not being able to have like Call a Ride where I would be able to go to more places, some other organizations who are affiliated with Missouri Council of the Blind, but for the most part, it's worked out pretty well. And of course, I do have some friends and my kids are available. They're older adults now, but yeah. So it works out well. But I do some traveling by air by myself. All I need is a ride to the airport, and I've got to be picked up. So
right.
Yeah. Mm. There are things I do, independently too. So
okay. So Miss Annette, you have a couple of questions.
Well, I do. You mentioned, as the new president, we would be remiss if Guide Dog Users, Inc., if we didn't ask you about the ACB convention. I think they advertise it as different but fun. Have you been able to get online with it or on Zoom, I'm not sure how, with any of the convention activities going on?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I have been using my Alexa and listening to the different ACB radio channels. They have the Mainstream or Treasure Trove Cafe special events. And so I have been listening to a lot of that. And then some of them I do call in on the Zoom, and participate that way. And I listened to a couple of the tours, Mount Rushmore, and then the Wright brothers, and It's been fabulous. It's been great. And GDY, we had ours on Monday and Tuesday and had some guest speakers. And there you go.
Oh boy! Yeah, well, Reed, you can see why she was voted by the 40-some% and 99% of the vote because she learns fast. See, well, she heard that music, just stop. Yeah, that child, she just heard that music stop. So this is CAGDU, about your dog and you. CAGDU stands for Captain Area Guide Dog Users, Inc. I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor, and my co-host, which we're so glad that he's back in his place at microphone number two, is Mr. Charlie Crawford. And our special guest is Ms. Cyril Calhoun, the newly elected president of GDUI, and we want to congratulate her and a dear friend of ours, Miss Penny Reed, that lives in Montgomery County, and a member of the Silver Springs chapter. Sarah has followed in her footsteps, and so we're going to talk a little more about that. So we will see you on the other side of the music.
You are listening to CAGDU, About Your Dog and You. CAGDU is Capital Area Dog Guide Users, located in the nation's capital. Our guest with 99.4% of the vote, the newly elected president of Guide Dog Users, Inc., Sarah Calhoun, our special guest.
All righty. So we're back with CAGDU, About Your Dog and You. And Ms. Sarah, have you heard the numbers, you or Charlie, of the people that have registered yet? And what was the most registration they had in the past and what the numbers are? Have you heard any of those numbers yet?
I haven't heard any updated numbers, but I know, think shortly before convention started, I thought I heard they had like 800 people. Maybe
okay.
Charlie might know, but I know it's been quite a bit.
I think it got up to around 1,500 or thereabouts. So
wow.
Pretty well.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And using Zoom and the way they did it, I guess now we can never go back from pre March the 13th when all this virus stuff happened and everybody had become involved with Zoom. So I guess now the powers to be in the ACV National will probably look at this and say, hey, not only physical, I guess we'll do a combination probably now of the virtual convention and stuff, because we see how well attended that, you know, the people that cannot afford for whatever reason physically or financially to get to some of these conventions is going to be a wonderful thing. So share with us, Sarah, some of the goals that you're looking for GD. I heard a number of times you all call it GDY. Is that right?
GDUI. GDU.
Okay, you are.
Guide Dog Users.
You
are. I probably run some of those letters together.
Okay, yeah, because sometimes that's the way I hear it. But so tell us some of the. Now, I don't know what campaign slogans you ran on or what platform you ran on or what you promised the littles, you know, like a chicken in every or dog biscuit in every bowl. I mean, I'm not sure what you ran on. So can you share with us how you see the next chapter of GDUI?
Oh, thank you. Following, you know, Penny Reeder was president for 6 years, and she did a phenomenal job. And she has really got it going in a really positive, moving forward method and being transparent. So I'm not even going to try to step in her steps, but she will still be on the board and as the media president. So, but for one thing that we would like to do some membership recruiting, and we have thought of, or I've thought of, you know, contacting the ACB state affiliates and making contact with them and their maybe other affiliates or special interest groups, and get our information out that way, maybe, and have some conference calls or community calls. I know those are very popular, and they've been really interesting, all the different topics. And we could have, you know, talk about the guide dog lifestyle, schools. And we do have a book that it's a handbook for the prospective guide dog handler. Somebody looking for a guide dog. But certainly would like to try to reach out to more people as far as membership. And as Charlie has mentioned, too, as far as the Vision Zero and getting more involved with that, I know that GDY has been involved in that. But Charlie mentioned we'd need to start, you know, at our local levels and then go up. So we can do some brainstorming as far as compiling some kind of information and, you know, sending out information, sharing information on how to go about doing that. And, of course, we will, I don't think we'll be seeing it anytime soon this year, but the information from the Department of Transportation about the, you know, the NPRM, the Notice of Proposed Rulemaking about the Air Carrier Access Act guidelines. And
did you have something going on?
We'll be looking forward to those. And,
something else going on?
And as the schools start to open up, we want to be more involved with the schools and get that information out to our members. And, you know, as they go step by step, definitely share that kind of information. And also just ask and see what the membership would like us to get more involved in. What kind of information are they looking for? And definitely, like I mentioned, hold community calls. And I think we had one before convention, you know, wine and wags. And
yeah, I heard it was. I heard it. People enjoyed it. It was very well. Wow.
It really is. It brings people together. And so.
Sarah, may I ask a question?
Yes.
You mentioned going back to school, and there's been a lot of controversy across the country. Will GDUI and you in your role as president be at the table or somehow one of the players in helping to determine the special precautions that need to be taken for blind and low vision students?
As far as the guide dog schools open up,
not just guide dog schools, but just even elementary schools, special education, you know, I know you're the president of GDI, but just as an activist, you know, in the blind community, will you have a role in that or be one of the stakeholders at the table, or would you just volunteer information for blind and low vision kids returning to the classroom?
Oh, that is, well, we could certainly could look into that and become involved with that, and we would certainly be thrilled to be able to do that and to connect. And I know there's a lot of talk about, you know, our dogs don't know the 6 feet, you know, social distancing,
right,
and other service,
right,
dogs, but the importance of wearing a mask and things like that, but. We would love to. I'd love to get more information on that so we can reach out. and offer
help. Sir, on that note, and you and Charlie can answer this, how much involvement is GDUI in advocacy?
I think Charlie can answer that one. He's our chairperson of the advocacy committee.
Oh, okay,
right.
okay.
But he also
yes.
hears the music, so
I do.
Yeah. That's where we have to say goodbye to Sarah and put her on the plane and have her tuck her dog under the seat and all. So, Sarah, we want to thank you once again very much for being part of this. This show and the show and I hope you enjoyed yourself and we'll look to have you back in the foreseeable future to share with us how your presidency is coming, and we hope it be better than our President 45 administration. So anything, Charlie, anything you want to say to her, and sir, anything you would like to leave us with?
Only that the answer is a big yes for GDUI advocacy, because we are being involved in all this stuff.
Right. Okay, so Sarah, anything you'd like to leave us with as you head out into the sunset?
Well, thank you so much for having me, and it's been a lot of fun, and we are always looking to be involved and have more members join us. And we're always willing and able to help people who are interested in guide dogs, or guide dog handlers, puppy raisers. So thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
And give us your website and contact information, please, Sarah.
Okay. You can go to www.g, as in guide, d, as in dog, u, as in users, I, as in incorporated, .org, GDUI.org, or you can call the office manager at 1-866-799-8436.
I encourage people to become members, and what is that annual membership?
$25 a year. And we do have an early bird special if you join after September 1st. Then you are paid up through the rest of the year and all of the next year. Or basically.
Wow, you can't beat that with a stick. Okay,
that's
thank
right.
you very much. Go ahead, Charlie. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you very much, sir. All righty. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. All right,
take
brother
care,
Charlie. Any closing words, Charlie, before we close out?
Just that I really enjoyed the interview, and I think Sarah's going to do really well.
And thank you, Charlie, for bringing such wonderful guests. We really do appreciate it. And so you listen to CAGDU about your dog and you. CAGDU stands for Capital Area Guide Dog Users, Inc. Go to our website, CAGDU.org. Our co-hosted with the Moses will give you all that information as we close out. Again, I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor, and my co-host, with which are so thrilled and happy that he is back at microphone number 2, as Brother Charlie Crawford. Our time is up. We thank you for your time. Until the next time, this is Reverend Ray and Mr. Charlie C, and we'd like to say, hug your honey, but pet your pooch. God bless and be blessed.
Amen.
You have been listening to CAGDU about your dog and you. Capital Area Dog Guide Users are located in the nation's capital. We are heard here every Friday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Have a question or a show idea? You can contact us in all the usual ways. Our email is cagdu2020@gmail.com. That's cagdu2020@gmail.com. Or you can give us a call at 301 263 7371. That's 301-263-7371.